before the season even started, I knew Duvall was going to be back on our team somehow, some way. I just knew it.
Mike Trout might be one of the safest bets in history, to be honest.
As soon as that happened, it's like Gervonta Davis turned a switch and he went into kill mode. And
Terrence Crawford, there's an argument that he might be the most feared man in boxing right now. Not really seeing many names stepping up, calling him out.
If the MLB doesn't do something about it soon, we could potentially be looking at another, maybe like a mini steroid era scandal on the MLB.
Welcome to the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. Here are your hosts, Christian and Ahindi.
Welcome back to another episode of the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. We got our second episode this week. We wanted to split up baseball and boxing because there's a lot to talk about this week. There's a lot of boxing matches coming up this weekend, and we just wanted to do something a little different, to be honest. But before we get into it, make sure y'all like, make sure y'all subscribe, and make sure y'all turn on notifications to know when we post new content.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. But as for this week for boxing, we've got a decent amount to get into. You got Vasily Lomachenko making his return to the ring against Jermaine Ortiz with a good amount of prospects fighting in the undercard. That's going to be an exciting card for Top Rank. And then you got Katie Taylor making her return to the ring after her exciting victory over Amanda Serrano. And then you also have Jake Paul in the ring against Anderson Silva. That's going to be a spectacle, and we're going to get into that. And you also got Jojo Diaz against William Zepeda. That's going to be an interesting fight. Have my opinions on Jojo, but we're going to get into that. This weekend for boxing, you got a number of fighters making their return to the ring after some time. To get things started, the top ranked card this weekend, you got Vasily Lomachenko making his comeback against Jermaine Ortiz. And this is an interesting fight right here because, honestly, I was not expecting this fight to be made. I didn't think this was the ideal fight for Lomachenko, but I do understand after a long layoff, you know, he's making his comeback. Last in the ring against Richard Comey, he looked really good against him, and he's up against a sparring partner that he had leading up to the Richard Comey fight. And Jermaine Ortiz, like I said, I wasn't too familiar with him. I really wasn't really familiar with him at all, but he's coming off a big win against a former champion at 130 in Jamel Herring. So I can't really say for sure. I think he was the most deserving for this fight, but it's understandable, like, with the context of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a pretty interesting fight. I mean, it's Lomachenko. We got one of the best fighters in the world. Like you said, don't really know too much about Ortiz, but he has beaten a former world champion before. I mean, and he's no slouch after that. But I just really don't see him doing much with Lomachenko, to be honest. He is a southpaw. Southpaws have given Lomachenko trouble sometimes, but I really don't think he's going to be having too much trouble with him after Lomachenko's last fight. He looked absolutely dominant. He looked like he had all his power back. His shoulder wasn't bugging him anymore. Got that fixed. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Lomachenko fight. This is one of my favorite guys to watch, and this card's going to be just really good in general.
Yeah, card headlined by Lomachenko. The main event is going to be something exciting. That's a given. But honestly, these prospects fighting under Lomachenko, that's going to be interesting as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this fight. I want to see Lomachenko come out, be dominant like he usually is. But move on to some of these prospects that are on this undercard. This is a guy that a lot of people may know from his last name, but this is Nico Ali Walsh is fighting Billy Wagner. Interesting name for Billy Wagner. Nico Ali Walsh looked really, I wouldn't say really good in his last fight, but he looked a lot better, and he's also shown that he's got some power to him. I still wouldn't say he's the most polished boxer. He did try the Ali shuffle. I do remember that. It was decent. I am looking forward to seeing him fight and to see if he can keep his undefeated record alive.
Yeah, Nico Ali Walsh up against Astros legend Billy Wagner. Interesting to see.
Pitched for the Braves, too.
Yeah. Okay. Braves legend too, if you want to say Mets legend, I guess.
No, no, not fucking Mets.
But yeah, Nico Ali Walsh, you said it. He's been steady improving. It seems like he's developing his boxing ability throughout his pro career, which isn't something you see too often, but it's dope to see. And I'm interested to see how he progresses too. I'm going to be honest. The ceiling I feel like I see for Ali Walsh isn't necessarily like a world champion. I feel like he could get himself into some big name fights. Don't want to say off his name alone, but that's going to be a factor. And he's got a lot of potential to make a lot of money in his career. And as long as he keeps this improvement steady, or if he improves drastically too, as long as he's improving and learning as he goes, that's going to be huge for him. My thing is, I feel like if we're going to be seeing this for a while, since he's developing through his pro stage, I don't know how soon we're going to see a step up for him. But as of right now, the step up is seeing improved ability.
No, yeah, that is true. I didn't really even think about that. I mean, it probably is going to take him a while, if he even gets to that level, to get into title contention, championship contention. So that's going to be really interesting, to be honest. And this will be a good fight for him. See if he can stay undefeated. But this next guy, you talk about some raw power, Richard Torres Jr. Now, this guy isn't the best boxer, isn't the best defender, isn't good that good technically, but dude has some absolute power that can just put you out in one punch. And I don't know how well that is going to carry for him throughout his whole career, but he's just another one of those guys who I want to see steadily progress. For this fight, I definitely would like to see him go a little longer than one round, two rounds. I know it's a 6-round fight, but I want to see Torres box. I don't want to see him go in there throwing punches. I want to see him box.
Yeah, I feel that. I've been familiar with Torres Jr. for a decent amount of time now, since he was, you know, in the Olympics. And I haven't been too crazy on him, but he's definitely solid. Like you said, the power is definitely there. And I feel like he's technically all right for a heavyweight, but at the same time, I do think his disadvantage as a heavyweight, I'm talking about long-term, like when it comes to if he wants to make his way up, he's undersized for a heavyweight, and not necessarily weight-wise, but height and reach. I feel like he's got that disadvantage, but hey, he's got a solid amateur track record, a solid start to his pro career so far. And I'm excited to see him get in the ring.
Yeah, and before we move on to the next guy, I mean, one thing that I really just don't like with his boxing style is, like, his hand placement is just kind of, I wouldn't say weird, but, like, he's always just, like, moving around. Just, like, I think he's just trying to do too much sometimes. Like, it's just weird. I don't really know what I'm trying to say, to be honest. But I don't know. I just want to see Richard Torres get a little better technically. And then this dude could definitely make some noise.
I see what you're saying. I definitely see what you're saying, to be honest, because it's when you say hand placement, I noticed about Torres, technically, I feel like all of his power really is in his hooks. And that's a little one dimensional in a sense. Like, it'd be easy for a high level fighter to notice that and then, you know, kind of set his game plan to, hey, let's not get caught by these hooks. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, they're just kind of chilling. So I would like to see some versatility in his game.
Yeah, and I think he's probably going to be doing that. Don't know too much about the guy he's fighting right now or for this fight, but I probably would think this would be a 4-0 for Torres with another knockout. But we'll see about that. But last prospect on this card that we wanted to talk about is Deontay Tiger Johnson. He's fighting Esteban Garcia. Deontay Tiger Johnson, he's pretty good boxer. I like what I've seen from him so far. And he's just another one of those guys who I just want to see improve. He's kind of like Torres and Ali Walsh. I would probably think he's the most polished out of all these guys for sure. But yeah, I definitely want to see this guy get better too.
Yeah, definitely the most polished and honestly most talented of these prospects. Only five fights into his career, though. So, like you said, definitely a lot of room for improvement because that's just the game. Even he can have all the talent in the world right now. He needs that experience. And this is going to be solid right here. I'm not really familiar with Esteban Garcia, but based off his record, outside of a hiccup, really, it seems like he was on a solid track. I don't know the quality of his opponents, but this seems like it's going to be a good little test for Tiger Johnson. And yeah, Tiger Johnson, I like the ring to it. So I'm gonna be following up on him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to following up on this guy's career. I mean, he's already off to a good start. I mean, he's on a Lomachenko card. So, I mean, that's a good start right there. But that does it for the Lomachenko card, all these nice prospects. I'm really looking forward to this card. It's on ESPN Plus if anyone's trying to watch it. Don't know what time, but I'm sure it's going to be late as hell. but now it's time to move on to one of the best female fighters. We talked about a couple of them last week, but Katie Taylor is back in the ring this week. She is fighting Karen Elizabeth Carabaja. This is, I wouldn't really say an interesting matchup because Karen Elizabeth, she really hasn't fought outside of her, not home country, but South America. She's from South America. She's from Argentina, I think. And I mean, 19-0 is good. I mean, don't get me wrong, two knockouts. The two knockouts have actually come in her past three fights. But I mean, we're talking about Katie Taylor, one of the best female boxers in the world right now. I just don't really see anything really affecting Katie. What do you think about this fight, Christian?
Yeah, I agree. Just hearing about Karen Elizabeth's lack of quality opposition, nothing against South American boxers. It's just that, you know, usually when you're like that, you're at the world level at this point of your record. But this is going to be an insane step up for Karen Elizabeth, and I think it's going to be a little too overwhelming for her. But at the same time, I don't think she's in for a complete ass whooping. I don't think she'd leave the most hurt fighter because Katie Taylor is really reliant on her boxing ability. I think she's going to outpoint her comfortably. But it's interesting. Karen Elizabeth has a solid record, regardless of the quality of the opposition. She has been in the ring 19 times and hasn't lost yet. So I'm seeing this, the more I'm thinking about it, it's not too interesting, but it's a little. It could be like either a nice little showing for Katie Taylor, staying active, something easy for her, or it could be a super unexpected step up from a name that just came out of nowhere. Even if that happened, though, I'm still favoring Katie Taylor.
Yeah, and I mean, if Karen Elizabeth does end up winning this fight somehow, I mean, she has catapulted her name into some big fights. I mean, she's 19-0 already. She'd be 20-0 and beaten probably the number two pound for pound in the world right now for women's. I mean, that's going to be a huge win for her. But like you said, I really just don't see that happening. I see Katie Taylor dominating this fight on points. Don't really see too much, too many shots being going Katie Taylor's way. So I definitely think that Katie Taylor is going to be winning this by a decision.
Yeah, same here. I don't think she has the power to necessarily just put anybody out that she wants, but she's going to do her thing in the ring and get a comfortable dub, in my opinion.
Yeah, and another thing to mention about these women's fight too is that they're actually 2 minutes instead of 3 minutes. So it is a little more difficult for these fighters to finish. But I really don't think that has too much to do. But I just wanted to bring that up real quick, that women's fights are actually 2 minutes each round instead of three like the men's.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people have honestly pushed towards, you know, changing.
I would love that.
I personally agree. I think 3 minutes, regardless male or female, I just think that lets the fight develop more. I think by the time momentum starts happening each round, the round's already 10 seconds away from being over. So yeah, I'm for that extension.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd love to see that extension. Just one more minute. I mean, it's really not that long, and it's you're adding 10 minutes to the fight if it goes the entire 10 rounds. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this fight. I'm not sure what it's on. I couldn't find what it's on. It's being fought over in the UK, so it's going to be at a weird time for us anyway. But move on to the next card. We have this is someone Christian is not too fond of.
You too.
I wouldn't really say I am too. I don't really like, but I do like the guy that Jojo Diaz is fighting in William Cepeda. I think this is going to be a really good fight, actually. It's probably going to be come down to those championship rounds. But Christian, what do you think of this fight?
Well, I'm going to start with William Cepeda. I think he's got a solid resume. Not going to lie, first seeing the names of these fights, I got Cepeda mixed up with another Cepeda that's close to him in weight classes. But getting into William a little bit, definitely has the resume. He's only 26, which surprised me. Kind of looked 35 in the face, but that don't matter. He's definitely got some quality boxing ability and some decent pop. And honestly, his size advantage against Jojo Diaz, that's one of the standout things to me. That and the fact that I'm not a big fan of Jojo Diaz. when it comes to Jojo Diaz, it's nothing personal. I think his attitude is fine. I don't think he's necessarily like cocky or anything. I don't enjoy watching him fight. Honestly, he's undersized in a lot of his fights. He's got that disadvantage. And then his fighting style doesn't make up for it. He doesn't have put any power behind his punches straight up. So it's like, it just seems like he's coasting all the time. And then when he's up against people with physical advantages or just better skill wise, it seems like he's coasting towards an L every time I watch him.
Yeah. I'm going to be real honest. That Devin Haney, Jojo Diaz fight was one of the most boring fights I have ever watched in my entire life. It really was not much going on. And Christian has said it to a T, to be honest. It's really one reason why I don't like Jojo Diaz. His fights are boring, doesn't have that much power. And just, I mean, my eyes just really isn't that good. And it's why I think William Cepeda is going to win this fight. This dude is a pressure fighter. Like Christian said earlier, he's bigger than him. I actually think he'll move up in weight class eventually to 140 junior welterweight. But William Cepeda actually had a 15 knockout fight streak that was broken up last June or July. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, he's 26-0 with 23 knockouts, so he hasn't gone the distance that many times. But to be honest, I think it's going to be going he's going to be going the distance for this. I think he's going to get a nice decision. I think he's going to just box Jojo Diaz down. He's going to work the body. He's going to work the head. He's just going to pressure him a lot. And I don't think Jojo Diaz does that good against those type of fighters. And the one thing with William Cepeda, even though he's this pressure type fighter, he'll get tired probably towards the end of the fight. But for this fight, I don't think it's really going to matter. If he gets tired, I think he's going to be enough up on points. And I think that if Jojo Diaz does win the last two or three rounds, that it's not really going to matter because Cepeda is going to be up on him. Christian said earlier that Cepeda has decent pop. I actually think he has a little more than decent pop. I think his pop is a little better than what people give him. So we're going to be seeing that this weekend. I think Cepeda is going to be coming out with a nice decision.
Yeah, as for my prediction, I also think this is going to go to a decision as well. I'm trying to give Cepeda the benefit of the doubt here, but it's like I can't look past how much I don't like watching Jojo Diaz fight. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to say it's going to be a nice little decision for Cepeda, kind of beating up Jojo Diaz, but Jojo Diaz not bringing the fight because, you know, he's not like that freaking gatekeeper. But yeah, Cepeda by decision. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I definitely see that. It's probably what's going to end up happening. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if there's a Cepeda knockout late in this fight. But we'll be seeing about that. But got one more card to talk about. And this is a guy we're not really too fond of. Celebrity boxing, YouTube boxing. Jake Paul is fighting Anderson Silva. Now, I am happy that Jake Paul is finally fighting a real fighter. Anderson Silva is way past his prime, even though he was a UFC fighter. He does have a little bit of a boxing background. But, I mean, Christian, what do you think of this fight? I mean, it's good entertainment. I like what Jake Paul's doing, and I'm finally happy that he's fighting a real fighter. But what do you think about this?
I feel what you're saying about the real fighter thing. He already fought Tyron Woodley.
Twice.
I can't give him the credit until it's a real boxer, to be honest with you. And I'll give credit, like you said, this is going to be like a nice little entertainment event. Anderson Silva, that's a UFC legend right there. One of the greatest fighters just overall fighting. I know we only talk about boxing really, but the complete aspect of fighting, Anderson
Silva's a legend.
Mount Rushmore of fighting. And this nice move by Jake Paul. I know he's got control over the decisions he makes for his career, and this is nice publicity. Obviously, longtime UFC fans are going to want to tune in to see Anderson Silva in action. And then a lot of Jake Paul haters want to tune in to maybe see him get knocked out. So
that's what I'm tuning in for.
Yeah, same. Even, I don't know if.
I'm really not. I'm tuning in to actually see if Jake Paul is good now.
Yeah. Nah, I'm watching. I want to see him get knocked out. But yeah, nice little event. If I were to have to give my prediction, I'm predicting a fix. I'm predicting Anderson Silva getting knocked out in like the fifth round. On a blatantly obvious right hand. But seriously, I think it's going to be a stoppage. Maybe not because of a fix, but, you know, that's information that never gets out anyways. So, stoppage for Jake Paul. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I mean, I actually agree with you. I think it's going to be a stoppage. I don't think it's going to be fixed, though. It probably would be pretty easy to fix a boxing match, but as much as I hate to really say this, Jake Paul has gotten better with each fight that he's done. He's really, really looking like his hand speed has gotten better. I saw an Instagram video a couple of days ago from when he first started boxing to today. And it's kind of crazy how his footwork, his hand speed and everything has gotten a lot better, actually. But I don't want to give him too much credit yet. Just want to slow down on that a bit. But I do agree with you. I do think Jake Paul is going to be winning this by stoppage.
Yeah, but before I get into anything else about Jake Paul, I just want to say I'm really glad to see Anderson Silva get the bag. I know it's popular discussion about how UFC fighters don't get paid enough, and Anderson Silva he was at his best before the UFC was even, you know, one of the biggest markets out there for combat sports. So I'm not saying he broke or anything like that, but I don't think he's ever made the money that he's going to be making on fight night.
Oh, no. Yeah. That boxing money is a lot different than UFC money. I wish UFC fighters actually got paid a lot more than they actually do. But that's a conversation for another day. Boxing is just, it's ridiculous how much these guys get paid compared to UFC fighters. But move on to the last fight that we want to talk about. It's on this undercard. It's actually another UFC legend. I won't really call him a legend, but he is pretty damn good. We got Uriah Hall. He was a middleweight UFC fighter. He actually is tied for the most knockouts in the middleweight division, and he is actually fighting Le'Veon Bell, the former Pittsburgh Steelers, Jets, Ravens running back. Le'Veon Bell's coming off a knockout against Adrian Peterson that was absolutely brutal, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to this. Le'Veon Bell is really serious about boxing. He says that he has boxed as training and stamina for years now. He started back in, I think, 2019 or 2020, and just really fell in love in it. And that's kind of why he fell away from boxing, to be honest. Or not boxing, he fell away from football. He wanted to get into boxing. And if I'm going to be real honest, he's fighting a knockout artist. So I do not know how well this is going to go for his first professional fight. But Christian, what do you think of this?
First off, I think it's pretty funny that he's like, he gets a highlight reel knockout on Adrian Peterson. And he's like, he gets the confidence to just fuck around and turn pro. Like, I know this isn't necessarily like a full-on pro boxer, but this is a guy making his pro debut as well. And like you said, knockout artist, longtime UFC household name.
17 years.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't really know how this is going to go. This could go very bad for Le'Veon Bell, but at the same time, Uriah Hall could be past his best. Le'Veon Bell could be in better shape, and that could be the difference in this fight. It's only four rounds, so honestly, I'm expecting a lot of action early. I feel like these guys know that they don't have to save like all their stamina for the championship rounds, because there ain't no championship rounds. So yeah, I'm going to call a Le'Veon Bell third round stoppage.
That I was kind of thinking the same thing. I think Le'Veon Bell is really serious about this. From what everything I've read about, he does want to fight Jake Paul. He said he wants to fight Logan Paul, all these like YouTube. He said he wanted to fight KSI too. But he also did say that he is looking to fight some other professionals too. He is trying to work his way up. He wants to win a championship, and he is a football player. He has that mentality. So I don't blame him, but this is going to be a really interesting first pro fight for him. I'm really excited to see it, to be honest. But this is going to be a really good card too. There's some YouTubers boxing on this too. So that'll be interesting to see that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this card too. We got three really good cards up this weekend, and next weekend we got a really good weekend of boxing too.
Yeah. Solid weekend of boxing coming up. We've been a little on and off with these weekends of boxing. You know, sometimes they're bangers, sometimes they're duds, but that's just how the second half of 2022 has been. I feel like there's been a lot of room for better opportunities. Before we wrap up real quick, wanted to mention that Spence versus Crawford is off.
That's just never going to happen now.
No, I don't think it is. Even if it's still in talks behind, I'm not going to say anything until something is signed, because you're going to build it up this much, and then not only is the fight off, Crawford's already signed to fight somebody on December 10th. David, I don't even want to try to pronounce it.
I don't even know who this guy is.
Avazian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone we've never heard of, really.
Yeah. I'm like a little familiar with the name, and it's relatively solid, and it's just somebody I don't think is serious for Crawford, especially on short notice. So I'm not entertained by this fight being made. Any fight being made for Crawford that's not Errol Spence, I'm not entertained by it. And it's just, that's a big blow to boxing. That's a big issue as to why a lot of people feel like boxing is, I don't want to say dying, but not heading in the right track, because the best are not fighting the best. And that's another example of it.
Yeah, and honestly, this fight may never happen. Spence said he may move up in divisions, and I don't think Crawford is going to move up at all. So, I mean, we'll see. It kind of sucks, because this is something me and Christian, I mean, we've been talking about this fight for years now. It finally came to fruition this year, and now it's just all falling apart literally 3 weeks before it was – or 4 weeks before it was supposed to happen. So, kind of does suck, but – we'll settle for what we have for now. The rest of the year of boxing we have is really good. Tyson Fury signed a fight with Derek Chisora. They'll be fighting again, and that heavyweight division is going to be flying around with names here soon. I read earlier today that Usyk said he wants to fight Tyson Fury. He did say he wants to fight Wilder too, but he wants to fight Fury first and then Wilder. So I'm excited to see a bunch of these fights that are happening that are really starting to happen for next year too. 2023 looks like it's going to start off with a banger too.
Yeah, 2023, hopefully that's going to be another solid year for boxing. I think it's going to be, but we've got a lot of boxing to look forward to this weekend. And I know I said Jake Paul by stoppage, hopefully Anderson Silva knocks him out. Let's pray and see.
And that does it for another episode of the All Takes No Whiffs podcast. This was another good episode. Got a great cards for boxing this weekend. Even though we got some YouTube personalities and some people making their pro debuts, it's still going to be a great weekend of boxing. But before we get out of here, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe, and make sure you turn on notifications. And also, let us know who you think is going to be winning these fights this weekend, especially the Jake Paul Anderson Silva fight. I'd love to hear some of y'all's takes on that.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on the Jake Paul and Anderson Silva fight and all the other fights this weekend coming up. You guys can also find us on social medias if you want to let us know there. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ATNW Podcast. If you want, you could find my personal Instagram and Twitter at Christian_S52.
You can also find mine at AND2215. This was another great episode, and we look forward to bringing y'all some great content next week again. But until then, peace.
Peace. Watch or read One Piece.